iTunes is no more. And more coming up on today's episode of Lays and Tech News. Hit it, Walter. Hey, Gadgeteer, you're just in time for the latest episode of the world's only 3-in-1 show on tech, gadgets, and gaming news. In other words, this is the latest in tech news. My name is Taylor Merrick, and, well, I'm making reference to a Walter reference, the YouTube movie. Video, dog, barking, yodeling, howling, opera, singing, bugle-looking dog, pug thing. What is it again? What? A what? A Frenchie. So, yeah, how's it going, guys? It's Friday. Apparently, I'm losing my mind. It's great summer weather out here in, well, Wisconsin, where I live. So, hope you guys are at least enjoying the summer. As so far as it's kicking off, hopefully it's good by you. The weekend kicking off, so that is even better. So, if you're new here, hit that subscribe and follow button right now so that you don't miss out. And hold off on that like button until you get to a section of the show that you actually like. Sound good? Awesome. So, our feature story today is Apple is pulling the plug on iTunes. Right. Well, I told this to my wife, and she basically flipped out and freaked out a little bit. And I said, whoa, hang on. And I'm sure that's probably what you're doing right now, but we'll get into the details of what that actually means. We'll also be taking a look at, well, researchers releasing a new test for a video gaming addiction. And yes, you can take the test right now and find out if you're addicted to video games or not. Okay, I think that expressed my thoughts sufficiently enough. Also, we'll be taking a look at The Rock and Under Armour looking to cook up some true wireless earbuds in terms of gadget news. So we'll be taking a look at that. And in gaming news, we'll be taking a look at Warhammer Chaos Bane, a fun but familiar homage to Diablo 3. But before we get into that, did you know that 28% of IT professionals hide their career from friends and family to get out of giving free tech support? Raise your hands if you're one of them. I tried, it didn't work out. And I'm not in the IT professional field at all. But I still get called on, hey, this broke, that broke, that broke. Well, you want to know how I fix it? It seems like my mere presence walking into the room and looking at said device that is causing trouble shapes it right up. More times than not. Otherwise, I have to go and troubleshoot and fix the problem. So I guess we have something relatable here. There's a reason why we don't say that, hey, we'll give free tech support because you're on the hook for life. And guess what? It doesn't pay. So let's get today's show started, shall we? All right, today in tech history. So let's see what happened in today, back in time, being that today is May 31st, 2019. On this day in 1926, BASIC language co-inventor was born. BASIC co-developer John Kameny was born in Budapest, Hungary. In his 66-year life, Kameny had a significant impact on the history of computers, particularly during his years at Dartmouth College, where he worked for Thomas Kurtz or with to create BASIC, an easy-to-use programming language for his computer students. Kameny had earlier worked with John von Neumann in Los Alamos, New Mexico during the Manhattan Project years of World War II. And also on this day in history, in 1991, Sega released the video game Zero Wing for the Sega Mega Drive system in Europe. The game was never released in North America and was relatively unknown until years later when the poorly translated opening scene was popularized on the internet. And I bet you know what the famous mistranslation was. Seriously, you don't? Oh my goodness, I can add this in as a second tech fact you didn't know. All your base are belong to us. A very popular internet meme. And if you didn't know that before, now you do. You're welcome. All right, so Apple is pulling the plug on iTunes in today's feature story. It's been 18 years, and I guess, we'll have to bid adieu to iTunes, but Apple is finally putting to rest the program that started the music resolution. iTunes, which helped usher in the MP3 era of music, will shutter after nearly two decades. Bloomberg reports the tech giant will announce the iTunes shutdown at a developer conference that begins on Monday. By the way, if you're like, where are the articles for today's show? Head on over to technewsgadget.net and there you'll get your fill. This development has been rumored for years, as Apple subscription-based streaming services, namely Apple Music, has overtaken music downloads outside of its own music. According to the RIAA's 2018 year-end report, streaming amounted to 75% of the U.S. music industry's revenue. I'm just going to be upfront about all of this right now. This is me personally, not the author speaking. I stream my music on Spotify. Thank you. It's been over 18 years since iTunes was introduced at the 2001 Macworld Expo, offering a solution to an industry struggling with piracy. Since then, it has grown into a media behemoth, becoming a one-stop shop for users to consume media that includes music, movies, and TV. But Apple is planning to divide these different types of media by replacing iTunes with three new apps: music, TV, and podcasts. The company has already decentralized media on both iPads and iPhones, which offer the trio of apps. Now it's a matter of migrating Macs and MacBooks. And in case you hadn't noticed already on Apple TV itself, it's been split out there as well. So it's kind of been a work in progress up until this point, until the official announcement, at least. By portioning out its music, writes Rolling Stone's author Amy Wang, television and podcast offerings into three separate platforms, Apple will pointedly draw attention to itself as a multifaceted entertainment services provider, no longer as a hardware company that happens to sell entertainment through one of its many apps. So I guess it's decentralizing itself a little bit, splitting off into the important apps that we use separately amongst the other apps that we use, namely TV, music, and podcasts. I'm happy to see that podcasting is finally in its own little space and is right up there with TV and music. Isn't that incredible? Podcasting, if you didn't know about it before, you know about it now, definitely. In case you didn't know, I've been podcasting for many, many years under my own namesake. So yeah, what do you guys think about this whole iTunes announcement? You think Apple's making a smart move here? Not good move here? I actually think it's a little bit bittersweet news, but I think it probably had time in which something of this nature kind of had to sort itself out. You see, you couldn't just sit under one program, I guess, without there being bloat, and then it turning into over bloat, and then literally any kind of competition walking up and going, hey, check this out, and popping the whole thing. And then that would have been a problem, so I think it's probably them saying, might as well just break them off into their own little things, and then if somebody tries to walk up, they'll go, if we try that, it's not going to work. And if you guys are like, what is going on? I can't tell. What is he doing something? Yes, I'm recording this as a video right now, as a matter of fact. Head on over to youtube.com/technewsgadget. I just waved. You missed it. You can wave back. He's, hello. you can enjoy the video. There's articles that go along with it too. Hang on, wait, I'm posing. I'm new to this. I'm trying to figure out how to use a green screen and everything. So if you could help me out, that'd be great. Post in the comment section your thoughts. Love to hear from you guys. Okay, are you addicted to video games? I'm sure you're probably going to say, yeah, probably. Or it's a vehement no, in which case, calm down. We don't have to actually determine this for ourselves anymore. We can take a quiz on a website that'll prove it. No, it's not some Facebook quiz where you click yes and click no, and then it matches you with your celebrity crush and then sells your information. No, we're talking about academic researchers from universities in the United Kingdom, Germany, China, and Australia. Releasing a new psychological test that allows gamers to determine whether they suffer from, quote, gaming disorder, an addiction first recognized as a form of mental illness by the World Health Organization last year. Who? Right. It's exactly what I said. Who? I'm never going to be able to say that name right either. Thanks a lot, guys. Does not classify playing video games as a disorder, even in large amounts. Rather, like other types of addiction, the organization classifies gaming disorder as the playing of games to the detriment of the rest of a person's life, markedly living in a basement in your mid-upper 30s, chomping away on Cheetos and Red Bull, typically in a span extending longer than a year. Researchers have placed the gaming disorder test online for the public at, get this, do-i-play-2-much-videogames.com. I don't know why they couldn't just buy do-i-play-2-much-videogames.com, but hyphenate it. That's great. Who? It takes about 5 to 10 minutes to complete and provides results comparing your answers to others who took the test on a sliding scale. Because there is no cutoff score to tell you that you have the disorder, you're given an opportunity to see how you compare versus other gamers, giving you an idea of whether your playstyle is normal. A chart also provides your motivations for gaming, as seen above. Gaming disorder, who says, is a pattern of gaming behavior characterized by impaired control over gaming, increasing priority given to gaming over other activities to the extent that gaming takes precedence over other industries and interests and daily activities, and continuation or escalation of gaming despite the occurrence of negative consequences, namely sleep, hunger, relationships, and having a normal life. So please get outside this summer. That's the PSA announcement that I could essentially say for today. Make sure you take some time to go outside. Put your phone down, turn it off, step on it, something. Forget about it deliberately for like an hour. Go outside, walk around, socialize with nature and people, and you'll be a more well-rounded individual. And you'll also probably feel better. And I know what you're going to say to me. Well, I just went out and it was raining outside. I'm listening to this. It's raining outside. It's cloudy. It's miserable. It's snowing. Whatever the reason is. Okay. Just go outside, please. You'll find out you actually enjoy it. I do. I have this weird obsession with not only like wanting to know the latest about technology and video games and gadgets and everything cool going on in the tech world. I also love being outside, going on walks, hanging out by the lakefront because we live near Lake Michigan. I can actually see it from my house, which is awesome. I love going to the lake, especially when it's nicer out. Even when it's colder out, too, I go outside. I don't have a choice. That's my profession. I'm outside all the time. So, yeah, I love going on hikes. I love exploring and looking at nature and enjoying it. I have a weird obsession. Don't worry, I already got yelled at it, too. Somebody yelled at me saying, "Why are you gonna go on hikes all the time? What's the big deal? Am I supposed to sit inside playing video games?" Which I also got yelled at for, too. I spend too much time on a computer. Okay, well, but if you want to find out if you have a gaming disorder, you could, I bet, fix that easily by going outside and enjoying nature and talking to people in real life and having conversations with people face to face outside of technology. Yeah, that's all I gotta say. Moving on to some gadget news. Well, The Rock and Under Armour are cooking up some true wireless earbuds. So the tag team partners of Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Under Armour have teamed up again for a new product in their collaborative line. The activewear company announced today the Project Rock True Wireless In-Ear Headphones. The fitness-focused earbuds are designed to be sweatproof and to stay in a wearer's ear even during the most intense workouts. Under Armour claims the headphones get about 5 hours of continuous playback on a full charge. They also come with a charging case that can add up to 20 hours of listening. The wireless earbuds retail for $199 US and will start shipping on June 7th. And just in case you're wondering, there are pictures that go along with this. I know, right? Look at these pictures. They look great. They have the little carrying case that goes along with them. You can plop them in. They got a little branding goes along with it. Oh, yeah. Black and gold. Beautiful colors. And there's The Rock himself modeling them off for us perfectly. Looks great. So they feature UA talk-through, which, well, basically just lets you make calls and have conversations through the headphones and cribs from similar technology found in JBL's own wireless earbuds. The bull logo on the side of the earbuds doubles as a button that, when pressed, activates a noise-canceling feature for when you're trying to focus on the task at hand, and block out external distractions. These are the second headphones to come from the Project Rock line. The first was the UA Sport Wireless Train Project Rock Edition, introduced last year. The over-the-ear headphones feature a similar sweat-resistant body and are bolstered by JBL's audio tech, including 40mm drivers. So, there you go. If you're a fitness person, you like working out, and you want something that's sweat-proof and comfortable and enjoyable and lasts, well, there you go. Now you have your perfect gadget gear. Moving along to our final article today. I know you're wondering, oh, what's why is it such a short show? Well, it's Friday. I want you guys to go outside and enjoy the nice weather, myself included. And also because next week, there will be no shows. I'm currently in the process of packing for the trip that I will be taking next week. I will be gone all next week. This is also your final reminder that I will be gone next week, so there will be no shows. So, let's see. Warhammer, Chaos Bane. Well, we have the article here from PC Games N. Ian Harris did a review on it. So, let's see. The article goes on to say, as I stumble into Nuln's sewer, I get a sense of deja vu. A sea of stodgy minions snatches any spare inch of space in the gutter's narrow passageways, provoking claustrophobia. Before I can get my bearings, they notice me and come barreling towards my position. These aren't the kind of odds I'd usually expect to beat, but Warhammer Chaosbane lets me live out the type of power fantasy that makes toppling these odds feel like an art form. I call upon a combo of moves that I've been rehearsing as Chaosbane's Wood Elf. I throw out a slow but bulky bladed star, then let fly a pair of knives in widening spirals around me, damaging anything that comes near. I still have a few seconds before the weakening demons reach me, so I fire a few arrows into the mob. As they draw close, I use the Wood Elf's archetype skill to roll backwards, abandoning my protective whirl of kunai. I watch the minions vanish inside it, peppering them with arrows for good measure. Swip, thud, and what was once a swamp of slimy demons is now a treasure trove of sparkling loot. After the pillaging is done, I set out to meet the next unwitting gaggle of Nurglings, the minor demons of Nurgle, the Plague Father, as Warhammer phones fans will know, to do it all again. It's in moments like this that Warhammer Chaosbane shines, thanks to the sparkling ARPG gameplay at its core. Minions feel fun to fight, but the variety of ways in which you can chop them down adds an irresistibly personal touch. There are three more classes to pick from besides the Wood Elf, each with unique personalities to endear themselves to you. There's a Dwarven Slayer for those who like to get up close, a High Elf Mage for those fond of magic, and an Imperial Soldier if you're the type to tank damage. Now, just like the Wood Elf, they all have archetype skills as well. The Slayer can throw himself towards enemies, the Mage can steer his own magical projectiles, and the Soldier can interrupt enemies or brush them aside with a shield bash. Each class also comes with mob-clearing super abilities that you can charge up by defeating enemies and collecting the red essence they might drop. Kind of like God of War. What makes this truly yours in terms of character, however, is the flexible control you have over their build. You can use six abilities at any given time and unlock more to choose from as you go. Partway through the adventure with his Wood Elf, he got rid of one move so he could bring in a throwing knife that slows enemy down, which proves useful for bosses and tankier foes. They also have a god skill tree to add further depth. It's split into further nodes and dealing with stats, abilities, strength and current moves. You can basically whatever you want to do with the tree, you can. The God skill tree is a good representation of developer Echo Software's pitch to harden ARPG fans while also appealing to those on the fringes of the genre. The upgrade system works a lot like Final Fantasy X's Sphere Grid or Path of Exile's passive skill tree, but isn't anywhere near as daunting. It feels more streamlined, with enough nodes to offer flexibility, yet not many to overwhelm you with endless options. So, aside from that, Chaosbane has cribbed a little from Diablo. In other less obvious places, dungeons are dimly lit with moody color schemes, and your shadowy enemies, rather, will transmute into piles of sparkling loot when defeated. Once you've assessed and equipped your plunder, your character is slightly shifting in appearance to reflect your new gear. The loop repeats. Walls in this loop are also pleasant, but in a different way. Each environment feels lovingly crafted with geeky references to Warhammer Fantasy and the Chaos Gods. So, yeah, looks pretty interesting here. I'm not going to read this entire article. Apparently they have a pretty good story. However, it does feel thin at times. Throughout each journey that you take, you'll visit different towns and meet various people, each demanding favors to earn their trust. Some will leave an endearing impression. Others will send you back to the local city over and over again on stupid missions, which winds up stalling the plot for too long. Namely, one elderly fellow who you should just conk over the head and be done with. So it gets pretty maddening. Static story aside, Echo Software's Warhammer-based take on the ARPG genre succeeds in plenty of smaller details, be it the little nods to Warhammer, streamlined but balanced character progression system, or its devilishly fun power fantasy. Now, there isn't anything substantially new here, but Warhammer Chaosbane is an endearing celebration of its influences nevertheless. So I'm trying to see if he... I guess that's his review on it. I don't think he had... Yeah, I don't think he had like a star rating, like 4 out of 5 or 9 out of 10 or something like that. But he enjoys it. So if you guys have played Warhammer Chaosbane, what do you think? Good, bad? Otherwise, let us know down in the comment section. There might be other people interested in wanting to play this game as well. Or if you didn't want to play Warhammer Chaosbane, well, I tried to find something interesting for you guys today. The least you could say is thank you. Okay?
Thank you, Tanya.
Oh, you're welcome. I think I'm losing it. It's been a fun, long week. I'm very much looking forward to this weekend where we can just relax. And next week, I can just go on vacation. I hope you guys make some time this summer to go on vacation yourself and you're not stuck at summer school or having to do school or work. Hopefully, you were able to get some time off during the summer because it's nice to be off for a week, you know, to just enjoy life. Friends, family, nature, going around outside, maybe reading a book. Many things to do. But with that being said, that wraps up today's episode of the Latest in Tech News. Thanks for tuning in, guys. No episodes next week, but I will be back the following Monday. Latest in Tech News can be found on every major platform, including Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, Stitcher, Overcast, and more. Now, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to let us know by clicking that like button and leaving a comment. Also, double check that you are subscribed so that you don't miss the next episode. I'm your host, Taylor Merrick, and remember, for latest in tech, gadget, and gaming news, visit technewsgadget.net. Pretty much, keep being awesome, guys, and I'll see you on the flip side.